With Women's History Month just a few weeks away, the University of South Florida hosted day one of the third annual Florida Consortium for Women's Studies Conference in Tampa today. This year's theme is femininity and masculinity in the global context. Kim Voss is the chair of the Department of Women's Studies at USF. She spoke with WMNF about the Florida Consortium for Women's Studies and discussed some of the challenges facing professors of women's studies today. The group Anonymous organized a number of protests against Scientology around the country and the world on Sunday. In downtown Clearwater, outside of the Church of Scientology's spiritual headquarters, over 200 members of Anonymous marched in three groups along Fort Harrison Avenue. One participant explained why he joined the Anonymous movement against the Church of Scientology.
Unfortunately for Scientology, this is much larger than national. This is international. Scientology has gained power by misleading their followers into believing that they are the only source of knowledge, and they charge for that knowledge. Ask any member of another religion, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, about their religion, about their faith. They will tell you all day about their faith if you're interested and won't take from you a dime. Scientology will tell you everything you want to know as long as your check clears.
Most of those participating in the march wore bandanas, heavy makeup, fake beards to protect their identity, and none would give their names. Many of those in the group wished to stay anonymous for fear they may be identified and harassed by the Church of Scientology. Members of the church were seen photographing both protesters and reporters during the march, as well as photographing their license plate.
To be honest, Scientology really loves harassing folks under the fair game rule that they have. And we've had members here who've done some, not, I don't want to call it stakeouts, but have done some pre-intelligence on the sites, and they've gotten tailed by folks and their pictures taken. And we even have some members of Anonymous here today who have had their houses picketed. So it's important for Anonymous to not only maintain the tradition of Anonymous and be as anonymous as we can, but to also stay as anonymous as possible so that the cult of Scientology cannot use their fair game rules against us.
Pat Harney, a spokesperson for the Church of Scientology, spoke with WMNF earlier today. She says that taping and photographing of license plates and those in attendance was done to protect the Church of Scientology.
When you have a threat like this that says we ruin the lives of other people, and you have masked people coming around your organization, how would you feel? What would you do to protect yourself? Okay? Instead of this way, they can't hide behind the mask. We have their identities. If something happens to us, then the law has these identities. That's why we do it. You can't hide behind and then commit illegal acts, mailing us powders, sending us an anonymous box, calling us up with bomb threats and threatening our lives. We're going to identify you.
Anonymous has shut down numerous Scientology group websites and released a series of videos on the internet about the Church of Scientology and in response to what the church has said about their group. The group Anonymous chose Sunday as the day of protest because it was the birthday of Lisa McPherson, who died 13 years ago under the care of church staffers in Clearwater. One protester spoke about why this day is important in honoring the memory of Lisa McPherson.
On the birthday of Lisa McPherson, I feel like you can probably get a little bit better of a showing, get a little bit more publicity. It's another thing that we can get out into the media. You know, Lisa McPherson, this is an actual girl who was killed by Scientology. She, you can view her autopsy photos online, and that's a gruesome thing to say, but you can, and they're very telltale about the group of Scientology.
But Scientology spokesperson Pat Harney says that the issue of Lisa McPherson's death has already been dealt with, and those at the protest don't know the logistics of what really happened.
None of these people knew Lisa McPherson. That is disgusting what they're doing. It's just a smokescreen to incite people to hatred. That is over. It's been covered. It's been 13 years. Let the woman rest in peace. She happened to be a Scientologist.
WMNF spoke with a young girl who was a former member of the Church of Scientology. She was raised in Scientology, and after her father died when she was 16, guardianship was awarded to the church. She spoke about her experience both while a part of the church and her struggle to escape.
They had handlers assigned to me when I wanted to leave, and I couldn't leave any of the buildings without the handlers. They had videos at each entrance and exit, so if I wanted to leave, you know, I couldn't. They didn't let you have cell phones, cars, or anything, so you couldn't call anybody if you wanted to leave. Eventually, they just sent me out to New Mexico and said, you're going to stay there and you can't get back to Clearwater.
How did you end up getting out of it?
I said I wanted to leave, but it took me 4 years. And, I mean, they even separated me from my husband at the time when he wanted to leave. And, they said I couldn't talk to him anymore. So...
Why did it take so long to get out of it? What were some of the logistics you had to go through?
I didn't know anything else my whole life. You know what I mean? I was raised there. I had no car. I had no cell phone. My guardians were the only people I knew. I wasn't allowed to associate with people outside of it.
Did you go to, as far as schools go, did you go to, like, public schools, or did they school you in?
They schooled me in Scientology. They didn't let me attend normal schooling after the age of 13. I had to just do their studies, and I can only attend, like, normal school one day a week. I never finished high school, but by the time I was 20 and I got out, I had never gotten a high school diploma.
Were there other people in it that wanted to get out?
Yes, exactly. And that happens every day. There's people that want out that don't know how they can leave, that are in my exact situation. And that's why I'm out here, to tell them it's okay to leave.
Anonymous members at Sunday's protest say one of their biggest issues with the Church of Scientology is not their actual views, but their tax-exempt status when they sell for-profit programs. Harney says Anonymous is using modern-day tools to harass and degrade other people, and that the Church of Scientology will not stand for that. Protests took place in 27 locations around the world, and the group has another protest planned for March 15th, 2 days after the birthday of the church's founder, L. Ron Hubbard. Reporting from downtown Clearwater, for WMNF, I'm Ariel Stevenson.